Booker.
Mrs. Hasselbacker, we understand that you attended Jubilee College as a student.
1 year.
1 year?
1 year.
And what year was that?
It must have been, I don't know for sure.
Were you in grade school, high school, or?
You mean Jubilee?
Yes.
No, I went to Bradley Schools where I went to school.
Oh.
And then I didn't go to high school. So I had the equivalent of, you'd say, I guess, 1 year of high school at Jubilee College.
At Jubilee College.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then went to, took teacher's examination and went to Normal Summer School.
Yes. And then you taught. I want to talk to you a little bit about your teaching mm-hmm. in a few minutes. But getting back to Jubilee College, do you remember about the approximate size of the student body when you were there? Was it a large school?
No.
Were there very many students, do you know?
Too many.
Boys and girls,
mm-hmm.
right? Did the students, were they most of them out of high school, I mean out of grade school?
Would I they, think they're out of high school.
Out of high school, too.
Most of them.
It really was a college then, I see. I wasn't sure.
I tell you, you might have some of these figures down. Is Olive Stewart.
Olive Stewart. Oh, she
lives out there north of Jubilee.
Oh, that's a different Olive Stewart than I knew.
No, not Olive thing, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, because, maybe we can get more information from her then.
On that, because she went there.
Oh.
That one time. And she's been teaching all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught most of it at, Bartonville.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Were most of the students who attended Jubilee from this area,
no.
or did they come in from other parts
I
of the country?
Most of them was, you know, boarded there.
Were what?
Boarded right at Jubilee.
Oh, boarded right at Jubilee.
Yeah.
And did they? And they came from other states?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So they had dormitories, yeah. did they, at
uh-huh.
Jubilee?
Yeah.
Now, do you remember where they were located?
Well, one they built a little building, a little house, and that is the boys,
yes.
I think. And then there was a dormitory at the old stone bar.
Yes. Oh, inside that building.
Uh-huh.
And now, was that for the
but
girls?
I went back and forth every day.
I see. Did you live very far from Jubilee College?
3 miles, I think they called it. Mm-hmm. We lived there. We were always there.
Well, how did you get back and forth?
Drove a horse and buggy.
And then at Jubilee College, they had a stable, I suppose.
Well, this is a stable, that's all. We had hitch and tied inside. Mm-hmm. Just like I did when I went to school. I went to school driving a pony all those years.
Oh, yeah. To grade school, did you drive to?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about how many teachers were on the faculty at
no, I don't
the college?
Know.
Well, now that school was sponsored by the Episcopal Church. So did you have any classes in religion or were there
religious? Well, we had chapel every day.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
Was this compulsory? Did you have to attend it?
Well, we always did, I suppose. I don't know.
Well, where I went to school, you could skip 3 times and you'd better not skip any more. So I wondered if that were true at this school. I went
no,
to a church.
Hell no. You know what I was well to when I was born and so on?
Yes. Where were you born?
Well, I was born near Brimfield, say, because yes. I can't tell you exactly the place. But we lived on this farm down there, what is now Fox Creeks.
Oh, yes.
That's where I grew up.
That'd be the Gessel Farm. What it was the Gessel Farm?
Well, it wasn't Gessel Farm.
Not at that time.
No. And down side of Raleigh lives there. I don't know what it was on. Houses have been built on that place or not.
Oh.
But there's a lot of them coming in from school.
Mm-hmm. Now, you went to, did you say Bramble School? And was that near where you lived?
Well, about a mile. It's still standing there, already fall down.
Is that the school up by Knott Street?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just to say that.
On 150. Uh-huh. Route 150.
And of course, there was all grades, though. 8 grades top in one school.
Yes, and one teacher, of course.
One teacher.
And
at a furnace school, furnace up to the corner. Well, first there was just an old wooden iron stove in the middle of the building. And then later,
in the middle of the building, you say?
Well, almost.
Uh-huh. And did it burn coal or wood?
Coal. And then later, as we progressed by, they got one of those where the furnace goes clear down almost about that far from the
Mm-hmm.
And so the heat went up and it goes out like this.
Oh, circular. Was it a base burner?
No.
No?
It had a pipe sticking out the back of it, creeping out in cool air, and heated it. And then it went up and over, down. Well, at first, when the one sat by the stove was hot. And the ones over the corner was cool. In the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of lighting did you have in the school?
Well, we didn't have anything called the kerosene lights that were around on the wall for night.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in the daytime outside of the outside light.
Mm-hmm. Did most of the pupils walk to school or drive?
Yeah, walk. And some of them a couple of miles.
And, of course, they went all kinds of weather, I suppose.
They certainly did.
And then you took a bagged lunch?
Yeah, or a brown bag, just as they call it. Jelly molasses bucket.
I've heard people talk about how they used to eat their lunch around the stove in the winter.
Oh, time. Yeah.
Is this the way you did?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one teacher taught all the grades?
All the grades.
Every year, or did they alternate some?
Well, later years. They skipped the fifth, I believe, and seventh,
mm-hmm.
which is the sixth and the eighth, you know.
Yes.
Once you better, you'd go from the sixth to the eighth, and then back to the seventh,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the older ones, like my brothers and brother-in-laws and so on, they would go just in the wintertime.
Oh,
and then when
because I suppose they helped on the farm.
On the farm. Mm-hmm. And then in the springtime, when they got time to put in the crops, they quit work again.
I see. Well, when they finished the eighth grade, did most of them go on to school or high school, or did they work, or
no.
What happened?
No. Most of them got jobs.
Mm-hmm. What girls, type of jobs? Most
well, the girls got helped in the housework. There was a few went on, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
I think Grandma Letterman, Hazelbecker, had quite a record herself. She went to school there.
Mm-hmm.
And all 6 of her kids went to school there.
Hmm.
So I think
same
that's
school. Now your children, none of them went there, did they? All of them went to that
yeah,
school?
Yeah, before it was changed.
Well, how long did the Hasselbacker family live in what we call the Hasselbacker place?
71 years.
Is that right?
Married 71 years, and she was there ahead of that.
Oh.
That was her folks' farm.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Letterman.
Mm-hmm. I remember that now. Well, do you remember anything in particular about going back to Jubilee College? Do you remember anything in particular about the type of recreation they may have had there for the young people?
Well, no, I was up there at night.
Oh, I see. You went for your classes and then mm-hmm. went home. I wonder, since they lived there, what they had for them to do that was...
Well, I think they helped on the farm, too, and they had chores.
Oh, they raised
I think
food
they
there?
Raised some of their stuff.
Oh, did they raise animals too, like beef or and chickens?
I couldn't tell you how it's. Now, this old Stewart, you'd ask her. Maybe she'd remember because she lived right there out by
I see.
The college. And she still is there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, well, She grew up and they had no conveniences of any kind and didn't have until just a few years ago when she got a telephone and lights.
Oh.
So,
well, we'll have to see her.
Because she's so still out there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she lives back in the field a ways, you know, not right out along the driveway.
Mm-hmm. When you were a girl, growing up east of Brimfield, did you get to come to town very often?
Once a week.
And what was that a particular day?
Saturday.
On Saturday. Was there a reason why you came on Saturday?
Well, I don't know outside when he's all there, and we got supplies for the week.
Mm-hmm. Well, was there anything special going on in Brimfield that caused people to come?
Only 4th of July and things like that. No, not every week.
They didn't have a concert then?
In the summertime.
I see. And was that every Saturday night?
It was for a certain length of time.
During the summer. When you did come to Brimfield, how did you get there?
Well, we had a surrey, 2-seater surrey.
With a fringe on top?
Uh-huh. And we drove into town Saturday afternoon in the winter and early then at Madker's concert time when we went in the evening.
Oh. How did you keep warm in the... Oh, excuse me.
And in the winter, of course, there was a snow on with the sled, bobsled.
On a bobsled. Mm-hmm. How did you keep warm? Well, you said you came in the Surrey when the weather was permitted.
Yeah.
Well,
we'd blankets, horse blankets, and so on. And in the winter, well, we spread hay in the bottom, and then there's blankets on top, and then covered them up.
Sounds like fun to us, but I don't know whether I'd think it was if I had to do it or not.
But yeah, they go out bobsleds. They go out bobsleds, right?
Did you have foot warmers of any kind? I've heard people say they sometimes warmed bricks and used them for warmers.
In the later years, going to school, I had a foot warmer.
Did you?
Mrs. Philly. You remember Mrs. Philly?
No, I don't.
About Dr. Philly.
I know, they were gone before I came to town. The name is familiar, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we take our electrical appliances for granted.
I'll say, we could live without them, could we?
Well, it'd be pretty hard. But I'm curious about how the family laundry was done before we had the electric laundry equipment.
They get around like this.
You did have a washing machine then.
Well, they did at our house. First, Grandma, she used to wash on the board. I mean, and then when she did get the machine, it turned my hands, you know. She'd always run these slow. She'd put them to soak a little while.
Yeah.
And give a little rub on the board. Run them to the old wringer that she cracked around. And then put it in the machine, of course. Hang them outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Did she and other women who washed on the board do the laundry inside in the summer, or did they do it outside?
She had always had what she called a summer kitchen. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the summer, a lot of times she just put it out on a tree.
Yes. Now, am I right that some of these old iron kettles were used at...
She made all the soap. And she made it out in the orchard, too. She put a fire and put her lye in her and her grease, so whatever it took. Mm-hmm. And she'd stay there, stir there and cook and cook and cook till it got a certain consistency. And then she'd put it out on the board to dry out, you know.
Yes.
And that was the soap we washed with.
You never did make it, I suppose. Did you?
I didn't make it until I made it cold. Have you ever made cold soap?
No.
There's a recipe for that, too.
No, I don't know very much about soap making. Not from
well,
experience.
Well, there's so much of grease and so much lye, you know, stirred together. Mm-hmm. And I certainly always put some ammonia in mine, or boric, but he's so on. And it did shrink like this one she made, shrank up so.
Oh.
You have a great big, it's like that cut out of Okay.
My grandmother used to make it, and she put something in to make it white, but I can't remember what it was. Do you know?
It was probably white or something.
Maybe
like
so. Hmm. Have you had?
Well, that's what would make it white.
Uh-huh. But I never did make any. Well, now we have our crock pots and our microwave ovens and gas stoves and electric stoves and whatnot. What do you remember first as a little girl? What do you remember for a cooking facility? Did you have a range of some kind?
A range with a little boy was the hot water supply.
One end of it.
Uh-huh.
And what did you burn?
Well, we burned the coal. It was Grandma, she burned coal afterward.
Uh-huh.
And get the wood and split it up little pieces, you know, so they burned.
Uh-huh.
And go ahead, burn quicker and come out quicker.
Uh-huh.
And she used to see that. You remember what the big house looked like?
No. I remember the one that burned just recently. The one you lived in.
No, I mean Grandpa.
No. Oh, now wait a minute. Across where Hare's Nursery is now.
No, that's where we lived.
Oh, I thought I remembered you living on the north side of the...
Well, that's the north side.
Oh, yes, I remember that house.
Well, I think there's about 11 rooms in that house.
Oh, really?
But there's a...
You're mixed up.
Yeah, it's a different house then that I knew. Well, tell us about this one.
Well,
11 rooms, that'd be a big house.
Well, see, there was a kitchen and a tiny room, a living room, downstairs, and a bedroom. That's four. Then there was a, of course, the stairway, and then there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 upstairs. When the stairway went up, it entered a big, good sized room. And then the other rooms were two off each side of that. But this room when the stairway entered into was used as a bedroom when they were all home. Mm-hmm. Of course, your mother lived there till she died.
Well, how many children did they have?
Girl?
Yes.
Six.
Well, it's such a large house, I wondered if they had a very large family.
But anyway, this is, oh, just a little space between that one and this other building, what she called the summer kitchen.
Yes.
Where there was a, well, outside of that, I think she had six children and lived in a three-room house.
Oh, my.
I had a hired man to help do the farming because the boys was little yet, you know, and cooked for them all. And she was always helping her mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the grandfather died, well, she moved into the big house, and her mother had one room upstairs. Mm-hmm. That is, it had heated up.
How was it heated?
Wood.
You mean they had a stove in her room and burned wood?
Uh-huh.
Remember, that'd make many trips upstairs every day to carry wood, wouldn't
she
it?
She did. Downstairs, she had no refrigerator either. And she, the cream and the butter was taken down to the cellar.
Uh-huh.
And up again at noon, down again after dinner was over.
Uh-huh.
He was cool.
Uh-huh.
And she churned the butter.
Huh. Such a lot of work. Well, what about the clothing? Did she also make their clothes?
No, not too much of that, I don't think.
Where did they get them? Did they buy them in Peoria or Brimfield?
Peoria and Brimfield.
Order them or what?
Peoria and Brimfield, I suppose, mostly.
Did you get to go to Peoria very often when you were a young girl?
Oh, maybe twice a year.
Oh, how did you go?
We went in a spring wagon and horses.
And did they have certain places for people to hitch their horses and leave their wagons when they came to town?
Mm-hmm.
Were the streets in Peoria paved at that time?
Just so downtown, I think. Mm-hmm. There's this spread, I think, that comes more and more. But All I remember is being in Washington.
Oh.
And down in Washington where they put up the horses.
Yes. About how long did it take to get to Peoria?
3 hours.
And then when you went, I suppose you spent most of the day.
Oh, all day. Got up early in the morning, Gwen.
Wow. So you had a great time, I expect.
Once I went along with her dad one time, and he took in a load of potatoes, and they took apples and things like that, too.
To sell, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Did you take your lunch with you, or were there restaurants where you bought lunch in
Peoria? I think there was something, get something for a nickel.
What could you get for a nickel?
A sandwich.
A sandwich?
I would swear to that.
Can you remember any things in the stores that you were thrilled with when you went to Peoria? Was it exciting, in other words, to go to Peoria?
Well, by how the money went back and forth, and, you know, they put it in the cage or a track and it went to the elves. Uh-huh. And then you got your change back.
Yes, I remember that. If you paid with a bill and they didn't have the exact change, they sent it through this little conveyor to an office, didn't they? Mm-hmm. I suppose. Then they made the right change, sent it back to
you. Yeah.
I remember stores like that, too.
Well, they could have been allowed to get their clothing. Well, not when they went to get winter clothing, you know, coats or heavier coats and things like that. When we didn't get it every year. Because that coat went down to the next one.
Yes.
And so on.
Just passed it on to the other members of the family.
We didn't have a whole lot of change like we do now. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Did most of the women make their own dresses, do you know? Or were there dressmakers?
I think they're common. They're common dresses. They're a dressmaker. Most of my... All the information I got was from Aunt Lou. Mm-hmm. She always told me that her father gave the lot that the Methodist Church was built on.
Oh, yes. In Brimfield.
Mm-hmm. So, they're telling Mrs. Travis died.
Yes, she did. We went to her funeral.
And I think who was it? Well, I guess it was Betty who was here last night. She said, the funeral was at the... No, that the contribution's been made to the Pioneer Methodist Church. And I said, I never heard it called that.
Well, there was a Pioneer Chapel, and that's where the funeral was, in the Methodist Church yesterday.
They brought it out
there. They have a building project there.
Oh, they have?
$1 million project.
Well, I had all of what.
I don't know exactly what it is, but there, it's a building project of some type. You were a member then, I suppose, of the Methodist Church.
Yeah, at first. Mm-hmm. And then when they went together, I went up there.
Mm-hmm. What was the
name? Yes, you said that some relative gave the property for the Methodist
Church. Aunt Lou's father, that's Hiram Shade.
Harold Shane?
Hiram.
Hiram Shane. Do you remember about the formation of the Union Church?
No.
You were living in...
Living now in a little place, but I didn't go up there very little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I attended church down at the German Methodist at the German Lutheran right down near my son.
Oh, yes. There was a church near the Lutheran cemetery, I suppose.
Yeah, where that house is now.
Oh.
And the other was over by Bill Nusky's.
Well, when that church was there, did they also have a Lutheran church in Brimfield?
No. No, they moved when they built the new one. They went from down there by us.
Do you have any idea what year that was that they, or about what time?
About 1920. Because I think Aunt Maud said she was the first one married.
Do you remember about old settlers?
forward to that.
And I suppose everybody came and stayed all day, is that right?
Got the dinner.
And they had a picnic lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what were some of the other highlights of the...
Merry-go-round. That was it, the baseball game. Well, they generally had speakers, like Gumtree was there at one time. Candidates for office from Peoria, you know.
Yes.
They used to run a special train out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Spencer's band, a long time. And it's been all over, but Broomfield had a band. That was their last highlight of the summer. Old Settlers did school.
Old Settlers was in July or August?
Yeah, it was in August then. Mm-hmm. And there just a lot of people come and used to live there just for the day.
And it was at that time only a one-day affair, wasn't it?
At first, yeah.
Can you think of anything else that would be of interest to us about your life as a young girl or some of the experiences you had?
I didn't have no big experiences.
What did you especially like to do when you were young? Did you read a lot or?
No. Nothing special. Visited the neighbors. Relation.
Did you have close neighbors?
Well, yeah, you know where the corner house is, the folks. And we lived just down from Kessel's.
Yes.
And their recreation was the boys would come down to our house and play cards on Saturday night, and ours would go up there.
Oh, you alternated, I suppose.
And that was once in a while they had farmhouse dances, you know.
Oh? You mean that people would meet in one home? Who furnished the music?
Well, my brother played the violin, one of them the other guitar.
Mm-hmm. And this was round dancing or square dancing?
Mostly square, but both, all kinds.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And then he used to go out and play other places or dancing.
Did the young people have many parties?
Not too many, but that was a big highlight. Mm-hmm. If there was a birthday party or anything, a going-away party or somebody moving in, when we built the barn down there, we had two of these barn dances, they mm-hmm. called them. Mm-hmm.
Yes, what about the courting customs? Were they any different then than now?
Horse and buggy, sure. Or walking.
Oh, walking and holding hands, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, what was the usual dating age? Or did they, were you
allowed to date? I suppose you believe this or not. Grandma wouldn't let Maud go out on a date till she was 18. And that kind of set the pace for the rest of us around.
So every girl was eager to be 18, I suppose.
Yeah. They are now sex.
Yes. And you weren't so sex conscious then, I suppose.
No, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Not even when you got married, probably, did you?
No.
Was most of the dating single or double dating when you did get to date?
Yeah, I think mostly single. Mm-hmm. If you had a horse and a buggy, that... too, about all kind of did good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they had these dances, they'd go on the bobsled or the whole family go to Surrey.
Mm-hmm. Did the couples usually go together very long before they were married?
Yes, most of them.
Did the parents help decide who the girl would marry, or did she make up her own mind as well?
I don't think they had much to say about it. Probably they urged one another more or less, but I don't think they had much to say about it.
Didn't influence him too much then. That's about like the way it is today, I guess. Well, and can you think of something else you'd like to know?
Well, she didn't tell how long she taught school after she was out of...
6 years.
6 years. And was this before you were married, or did you teach after you were
married? No. It was all before.
Before. And I don't think we did get where you taught. We got where you went to school, but where did you teach?
Well, the first room was what they called the Robin's Nest School.
Is that out by Robin's Nest Farm?
And it was all three pupils in that school.
Only three pupils? And I suppose they were each in a different grade. Were they?
$30 a month.
$30 a month. Mm-hmm. And
Then the next year I come up to the next one, it was Heater School. And that's the one they turned into a residence.
Aww.
Down there begins us. Mm-hmm.
And do you remember anything about how many pupils were in that school?
I think there was around 20, I wouldn't say for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I moved up to Barrel School.
Oh, where you had gone to school.
Where I had gone to school. And one time through the winter, there was as high as 42.
And you were the only teacher? You had your hands full, didn't you?
No, more than that.
Well, did you have all 8 grades when you had that
meeting? No, that was when they had 8th grade one year and 7th grade the other.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you teach there?
4. And that was it.
Well, with that many pupils, I can believe it. I'd be ready to quit. Did you do your own janitor work there?
Oh, I told you I get all 10 cents a day for it to help carry the coal in. And then that was toward the last year. They took the horse down to the neighbors to put it in the barn. It didn't have any good place to keep there.
Mm-hmm.
And drove from there to... Yeah, let's see, do you know where Coyle lived now?
Coyles? Yes.
Well, it was the one up above, by the hard road.
Yes, I know.
I think that was about 7 miles.
Oh, that is.
Night and morning.
Oh. Well, what time did you have to get to school in the morning to get the place warm?
Well, when I had help, they were supposed to get there before 8 o'clock and have the fire going.
Oh, was this a boy or a man who did it?
Boy.
One of the
pupils?
This is
a school kid.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what your salary was when you were paying him 10 cents?
I got as high as $55 last year.
Well, say, you were in the money.
That's a pretty good salary for that day. I bet I saved more than they do now on what they get.
What years would this be that you were teaching?
Well, I ended in 1915. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the beginning of it. Then I didn't teach that fall.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 15 and 14 and 13 and 12.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty good salary for that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm curious about all these pupils you had. Was it just the one year you had 40, or did you have that many every year that you were there?
Oh, not quite, but the average, they're pretty same.
Do you remember any of the pupils you had?
Well, yeah. See that chicken over there?
Yes. Which chicken?
That was Lonnie Day that brought that. And he's 70 years old. And he said that he started school to me. And he's a retired caterpillar worker now. And he comes out to a retired party they have. And so he looked me up. And the first time he's here, the next day he could have brought that. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife.
Well, that's nice. Do you remember any of the others?
Yes, I got another card from an Ethel Kale. She said she was 70, I think, last summer. And she said that I was her first teacher. and Clydeville. So yeah, there's a lot of pretty jagger time of life there. And so the Nutskys, Charlie. I went to school with Willie. Those are some by the name of Day and some by the name of Foodner. And the Slight Body lived there a while up above us. And Kale, some more of the Kales, there's four or five of them with. And Blanchiners and Hucklers.
Can you think of any interesting incidents at school? Pranks that they pulled on you or you on them?
No, not too bad.
They were pretty good kids then.
Yeah, they had to be. They used to tell about some of the older ones what they used to do in school. Mm-hmm. There was no vandalism or anything like that. Only upset the tribe at Halloween time.
I suppose they always did that.
They always did that. As a rule, I guess the directors go down and set it up the next morning for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could choose, would you prefer living your early youth and early adult life when you did or in this age?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot more convenient now. See, our washing machine, we didn't get the water transport, and it was a Maytag.
That's the kind I have now, and I think it's a good one.
I do too.
They were good then too.
The first we had was with the gasoline engine.
Oh.
And the next we had electric.
Who had the first telephone, the first cars?
Do you remember who had the first cars in town, in Brimfield area?
Well, I think the peddlers and the doctor. And Henry Blundy.
That's what I was thinking, that Mr. Blundy probably.
Was one of them. And it used to be a big ride to ride from Brimfield to our corner and there and switch and go back.
Oh.
That was a big, easy drive.
About how fast did the cars go? Do you have any idea?
No. I would want to say that likely to tell. Mm-hmm.
We even had the first telephone down in their neighborhood.
Did you hear what she said?
No.
Who had the first telephone down in your area? Do you know?
Well, I think the Hasselbackers.
Now this, was it a telephone that went to a neighbor's home or was it one that went into town? At first I think they had them just from house to house, didn't they?
I don't know, but no, this was one when they put it in and come down and there was about 12 of us at one time on the same.
12 on
one. You know, got them one by one.
Mm-hmm.
We had 2 rings, 3 rings, 4 rings, 5 rings, mm-hmm. Long and short. Long and short. Long.
And everybody listened in, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Willard, do you think of something that you'd like to know? This has been very interesting to me. I hope you aren't worn out, Mrs. Hasselbaker.
Oh, well. They don't wear me out.
We surely thank you for sharing your remembrances with us. This has been a conversation between Mrs. Maud Hasselbacker and Velma Clark at the Greenwood Nursing Home in Morton, Illinois on May the 21st, 1976.
Well.